This is Ian Steele, Editor-in-Chief of the Canadian Journal of Emergency Medicine, and it's my great pleasure to be able to bring you our first ever audio summary that outlines the highlights of the July issue of CJAN. One of our recent features is the clinician's capsule, which provides a very simple overview of each original research study, giving frontline clinicians a very clear idea of how this particular paper can help them with their practice. In addition, we're very pleased that in the July issue, we have four editorials by senior Canadian physicians commenting on some of our original research studies. In particular, we have a paper written by Alex Chochinov, our incoming CAPE president, who's outlined his vision for the next 2 years as CAPE president. As you may know, in each issue of CJAM, we feature a debate series. This month, we're looking at hashtag better selection, whereby the argument is about whether medical school acceptance tests select the wrong doctors, whether we need fewer memorizers and more thinkers and communicators, by Steves, Petrie, and Atkinson. This month, we have a fairly controversial CAPE position statement on the emergency medicine definitions prepared by the CAPE board, first author Jill McEwen. This is an important development in the identity of our specialty in Canada, yet has generated a fair bit of controversy, which is nicely addressed by an editorial written by Doug Sinclair. Our feature article this month is by Steve Brooks and colleagues, representing the Canadian ECPR Research Working Group, identifying the barriers and opportunities related to extracorporeal cardiopulmonary resuscitation for out-of-hospital cardiac arrest in Canada. And this important paper is accompanied by an editorial by James Gould. We have two unique studies published in the July issue using qualitative research methods. And these two papers are accompanied by a great editorial by Patrick McLean of Alberta and Teresa Chan of McMaster University, who help us to better understand what the heck qualitative methods are and how to best appreciate them when you do your reading. One of Canadian emergency medicine's real strengths is the recent surge of interest in quality improvement within the emergency department. And we're lucky to have two papers this issue. One of these papers is by Rohit Gandhi and colleagues, which found that emergency physicians have very limited awareness of common healthcare costs used in day-to-day practice, such as imaging and pharmaceuticals, and that really there's a great need for cost awareness education programs amongst ourselves. Given that Canada is now one of only two countries in the world that has legalized marijuana, we have the timely publication on cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome in the emergency department by Hernandez, Patti, and Price. And what they found in their large study is that the cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome is often overlooked as a potential diagnosis for nausea and vomiting, and this can lead to unnecessary workups in the emergency department, and that there should be a better standardized screening criteria for CHS. A rather unique trauma study by Sibley and colleagues has found that the best way to remove trauma patient clothing is a combination of cutting and ripping. And now you have data to back this practice up. Another trauma study, I looked at factors associated with delay in trauma team activation and impact on patient outcomes. Lead author Rory Connolly, they found that older patients were more likely to experience delay in team activation, although there was no difference in patient outcomes, and that the message for us is that emergency physicians should be aware that the extent of injuries in elderly trauma patients is often initially underestimated. Final comment on the July issue is a fascinating case report by Kareri Sterrett Timmerman and Taylor, who described a 50-year-old male who presented with acute abdomen hypertension and urinary retention as a result of a black widow spider bite. That's usually not the top of my differential diagnosis list, so you got to read this paper. And with that, I hope you enjoy our July issue of CGEM.